Exodus 31, verses 12 to 18. We come now to this section of Scripture which deals with yet another vital aspect of the Old Covenant. Indeed, in some senses, it's perhaps the main element of the Old Covenant. Let me explain. We're talking about the Sabbath, of course. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so they may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Observe the Sabbath, because it is holy to you. Anyone who desecrates it must be put to death. Whoever does any work on that day must be cut off from his people. For 6 days work is to be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day must be put to death. The Israelites are to observe the Sabbath, celebrating it for the generations to come as a lasting covenant. It will be a sign between me and the Israelites forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he abstained from work and rested." When the Lord finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two tablets of the testimony, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God. I do not see how God could have made this any more solemn and serious. The Lord speaking to Moses directly, telling him about the Sabbath, driving it home with vigor and power, repeating, emphasizing, stressing, bringing home to Moses' mind that which he must tell the Israelites, the special nature of this day, the special privilege of this day, the special purpose of this day, and it's all driven home and written in stone. Promises of blessing, warnings of judgment, death, and the rest for those who break the Sabbath. Let us be clear. This is part of the Old Covenant. It was to last until the coming of the seed. Yes, the word ever is used here. Yes, lasting covenant is used here, but in the context, within the terms of the Old Covenant, Galatians chapter 3, verse 19, this covenant was to last until the coming of the seed, and the seed is Christ. And he rendered it obsolete by fulfilling it, Matthew 5, verse 17, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13. He brought in the new covenant, the better covenant, because the signs and evidences and shadows of the Old Covenant, Colossians 2:17, have all now been fulfilled in Christ. So Christ is the Sabbath of the New Covenant. Let me deal first with the Old Covenant. It was a sign. Now this comes over emphatically here. This will be a sign. This will be a sign. Verse 17 and verse 13. Very, very clear. It was a sign specially marking out Israel from all the other nations. This is repeated in Nehemiah 9, verse 14, Ezekiel 20, verses 10 to 12. It's stated very clearly here. The Sabbath was special, reserved, only unique to Israel. How covenant theologians can argue that it was given to Adam in the garden when he knew nothing of Israel, I just cannot fathom in light of the Scripture. How covenant theologians and others can argue that the Sabbath was given to Adam and therefore to all men, all nations, in Genesis, in light of this passage, that it was a special distinguishing sign for Israel, I cannot fathom. How covenant theologians and others can possibly maintain that the Sabbath is binding on all men today, when we have the great statements I've already quoted about the fulfillment of all the Old Covenant principles, and moreover, it still was a special sign within the Old Covenant for Israel. I just cannot fathom how covenant theologians and others can do it. Well, I know, because their system demands it, and they impose their system on the Scripture. It is a travesty, and it's worse than that, I'll explain. The Sabbath was for Israel, a special marking out of Israel. It was a day of rest. It was a holy day of rest. No work had to be done, and God's own example confirmed it. Of course, creation is mentioned here. God rested from his works. But that doesn't mean he was imposing the Sabbath on mankind in saying that. It was perpetual in the Old Covenant, and it lasted until the coming of the Christ. The severity of the punishment is here too. Death being cut off without exception for any who break the Sabbath. And of course the hours are marked out within the Old Covenant, sunset to sunset, Friday to Saturday. But what is the New Covenant equivalent for us, my brother and sister, in Christ? Well, it's the same old story. Am I talking about the priesthood? It's Christ. Am I talking about the altar? It's Christ. Am I talking about the sacrifices? It's Christ. Am I talking about the Sabbath? It is Christ. I'm not going to change horses in midstream. The Bible doesn't, and I'm going to stick with it. Christ is the Sabbath, Hebrews 3 and 4, Matthew 11, 28 and on. Christ is my rest. And here is the point, I said I would return to it. For those who are arguing about a day, 24 hours, and pleading that the Sabbath is binding on all men and so on, are grasping at a shadow, are clinging to a shadow. Now, I know that many who do argue this way still look to Christ. But there's a risk, my friend. For those who are clinging to the shadow and miss Christ, the punishment is severe indeed. For the Old Covenant, Hebrews, it was death of being cut off from Israel. If a man misses Christ, if a woman misses Christ, if you are not in Christ, friend, if you are not trusting him, you have no peace with God, you have no rest with God. Being cut off, death doesn't come into it. It's eternal death, it's damnation, it's condemnation forever. It's never being at rest. The Bible tells me, there is no rest for the wicked. They're like the foaming, tossing, moving sea. They're never at rest. But coming into Christ, we give up all our labors, all our works. We cease from our own efforts. We cease from our trying. We cease from our ordinances and trying to earn our salvation and be right with God and please him. We rest in Christ. And then, of course, being under Christ, we obey his law. By his Spirit, we do seek to please him now, not to earn our salvation, but because we are saved, out of love. But this is not slavish toil. This is what the Sabbath is about. Come into Christ and be at peace with God, at rest with God, then work for Christ in the spirit of peace and joy and happiness. His service is perfect freedom. So distinguish between slavish works for salvation and grateful works after salvation. But the main point here is the Sabbath. My friend, are you clinging to a day and arguing about a day? Then think of Christ. Christ is the great Sabbath. Christ is our peace. Christ is our hope. Christ is our salvation. Joseph Hart put it very well. Let me close with his hymn. God thus commanded Jacob's seed, when from Egyptian bondage freed, he led them by the way. Remember, with a mighty hand, I brought thee forth from Pharaoh's land, and keep my Sabbath day. In 6 days God made heaven and earth, gave all the various creatures birth, and from his working ceased. These days to labor he applied, the seventh he blessed and sanctified, and called the day of rest. To all God's people now remains a Sabbatism, a rest from pains and works of slavish kind. When, tired with toil and faint through fear, the child of God can enter here and sweet refreshment find. To this by faith he oft retreats, bondage and labor quite forgets, and bids his cares adieu, slides softly into promised rest, reclines his head on Jesus' breast, and proves the Sabbath true. This and this only is the way to rightly keep the Sabbath day, which God has holy made. All keepers that come short of this, the substance of the Sabbath miss, and grasp an empty shade. So wrote Joseph Hart, and so sing I. And so say I to you, my friend. Brother and sister, look to Christ. He is your rest. Enjoy him when the devil accuses, when the work is hard, when you're disappointed, when you fail, when you stumble, when you fall. Come back to Christ and enter into rest. Perpetually live upon Christ, your peace with God. An unbeliever, give up your toils, give up your efforts, give up your doings, and look to Jesus and rest in him, and be at peace with God. Through the blood and righteousness of Jesus, enjoy the true Sabbath, rest and peace with God forever. Not just today, but eternally, to know that you are an everlasting one with God, entering into everlasting bliss. This is the true Sabbath. This is Jesus Christ, for he is all. Christ is all.